Of damned deeds and deadly dole, I make my mournful song, by witches done in Lincolnshire, where they have lived long, and practiced many a wicked deed within that country there, which fills my breast and bosom full of sobs and trembling fear. One Beaver Castle is a place that welcome gives to all, by which the Earl of Rutland gains the loves of great and small. His Countess of like friendliness doth bear as free a mind, also from them both rich and poor helps and succor find. Amongst the rest were witches three that to this castle came, Margaret and Philip Flower and Joan, their mother's name, which women daily found relief and were contented well, that the last this Margaret was received there to dwell. Oak unto such household church unto her belonged, she possessed with fraud and guile her place and office wronged, secretly purloined things to her mother's name, unlawful hours from thence did nightly go and came. Then the Earl and Countess heard her dealings new, and lived so much that she should prove them so untrue, and so discharged her of the house therein to come no more, for of her lewd and filching pranks of proofs there were some store. And likewise that her mother was a woman full of wrath, a swearing and blaspheming wretch for speaking sworded death, and how that neighbors in her looks malicious signs did see, and some affirm she dealt with spirits and so a witch might be. And that her sister Philip was well known as trumpet lewd, and her she had a young man's love bewitched and subdued, which made the young man often say he had no power to leave her curt inciting company that did him so deceive. When to the Earl and Countess thus these just complaints were made, their hearts began to breed dislike and greatly grew afraid, commanding that she never should return unto their sight, nor back into the castle come, but be excluded quite. Whereat the old malicious fiend with these her darlings thought, the Earl and Countess them disgraced and their discredits wrought, in turning thus despitefully her daughter out of doors, for which revengement in her mind she many a mischief stores. Hereat the divil make entrance in his kingdom to enlarge, and puts his executing wrath unto these women's charge, not caring whom it lighted on, the innocent or no, and offered them his diligence to fly, to run and go. And to attend in pretty forms of dog, of cat, or rat, to which they freely gave consent and much rejoiced thereat. And as it seemed, they sold their souls for service of such spirits, and sealing it with drops of blood, damnation so inherit. These women thus being devils grown, most cunning in their arts, with charms and with enchanting spells they played most damned parts. They did for speak and cattle killed that neighbors could not thrive, and oftentimes their children young of life they would deprive. At length the countess and her lord to fits of sickness grew, the which they deemed the hand of God and their corrections due, which crosses patiently they bore, misdoubting no such deed as from these wicked witches here maliciously proceeds. Yet so their malice more increased, that mischief set in foot, to blast the branches of that house and undermine the root. Their eldest son, Henry Lord Ross, possessed with sickness strange, did lingering lie tormented long, till death his life did change. Their second son, Lord Francis, next felt like continuing woe, both day and night in grievous sort, yet none the cause did know. And then the Lady Catherine into such torments fell, by these their devilish practices, as grieves my heart to tell. Yet did this noble-minded earl so patiently it bear, as if his children's punishments right nature's troubles were, suspecting little that such means against them should be wrought, until it pleased the Lord to have to light these mischiefs brought. For greatly here the hand of God did work in justice cause, when he for these their practices them all in question draws. And so before the magistrates, when as the youngest came, who being guilty of the fact confessed and told the same, how that her mother and herself and sister gave consent to give the countess and her lord occasions to repent, that they turned her out of doors in such vile disgrace, for which or them or theirs should be brought into heavy case. And how her sister found a time Lord Ross's glove to take, who gave it to her mother's hand, consuming spells to make, the which she pricked all full of holes and laid it deep in ground, whereas it rotted, so should he be quite away consumed. All which her elder sister did acknowledge to be true, and how that she in boiling blood did oft the same imbrue, and hereupon the young Lord Ross such torments did abide, that strangely he consumed away until the hour he died. And likewise she confessed how they together all agreed against the children of this earl to practice and proceed, not leaving them a child alive and never to have more, if witchcraft so could do because they turned them out of door. The mother, as the daughters told, could hardly this deny, for which they were attached all by justice speedily, and unto Lincoln City born therein to lie in jail, until the judging sizes came that death might be their bail. But there this hateful mother, which these speeches did recall, and said that on Lord Ross's death she had no hand at all, whereon she bread and butter took, God let this same, quoth she, if I be guilty of his death, pass never through me. So mumbling it within her mouth, she never spake more words, but fell down dead, a judgment just and wonder of the Lord's. Her daughters to their trials had, of which being guilty found, they died in shame by strangling twist and laid by shame in the ground. Have mercy, heaven, on sinners all, and grant that never like be in this nation known or done, but Lord, in vengeance strike. Or else convert their wicked lives, which in bad ways are spent. The fears of God and love of heaven such courses will prevent.